Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get a notepad, get a pen, if you're able, and call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. Today, we're going to take you into a message entitled, The Baptism of Fire. Glory to God. I want to go over a couple of scriptures to explain to you where we're coming from in this teaching regarding the baptism of fire. Look at the Word of God in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2. The Bible said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, which tell us we can move to perfection in this life, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God and of the doctrine of baptisms. That word is B-A-P-T-I-S-M-S, baptisms. I want you to understand there are several baptisms throughout the Bible. Amen. If you want to look at a reference on that, you can go to Matthew 3:11. The Bible said, I indeed baptize you with water. That's one baptism, water. Water is very important. Jesus said we must fulfill all righteousness. It's a righteous thing to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. But notice it says, I indeed baptize you with water, which is one baptism, unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, in whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. That's two baptism, and which is a connective conjunction with fire. That's another baptism. We're looking at three baptisms right there. But there are other baptisms throughout the Word of God. There's a baptism of trials. Amen. The Bible said a trial of your faith is much more precious than gold that perisheth. The Bible says there's a baptism into the lake of fire, which is the final judgment at the white throne judgment, and those that don't pass the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, as well as the white throne judgment, that will be a baptism of fire. But in this life, when God allow us sometime to go through different trials, it's to purge things out of our life. Sometime we are just being tried for the sake of Christ. The Bible said, in the world you shall have tribulation. All of this is nothing but the baptism of fire. We're going to go into the Word of God and explain it further. Let's go now into the Word.
Bible's up. Let's go to Hebrews. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews. And if you look behind me, you see the sign said no more church as usual. So you can't come here expecting usual church. Amen. And let me define that now. Let me define that, because that's very important. When people come to this ministry, you have to really want to be saved. You have to really want to be saved, and you have to really want to please God. Because here you'll be challenged in the Word of God as to what you need to do to be saved. I don't know about you. I don't want to live my life and at the end of my life find out that I end up in hell, that God is displeased with me, and I spend an eternity in a lake of fire. I want to be saved. I want to know I can be saved. I want to know how to be saved, and I want to walk it out while I have breath in my body. So in this ministry is geared up to those who really want to be saved. Amen? Not just want to be members, but those that really want to be saved. That's a big difference. Amen? Okay, Hebrews chapter 6. And I want to start reading at verse 1. Has anybody ever heard of the baptism of fire? The baptism of fire. I know I've taught this before. Some of you have heard it before, and it's going to bear repeating. You'll learn some more as we go through it again. But how many never heard of the doctrine or the teaching from the Bible called the baptism of fire? Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed, because we in church, we're here to learn. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to teach the Word of God regarding the baptism of fire. Now, this is something that everybody needs to understand. And when you understand it, your life will be better. The baptism of fire. Okay, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1 says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. There's a doctrine right there called the doctrine of Christ. And I believe that the reason a lot of people cannot live an accurate Christian life is that they've never been taught the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Okay, it's kind of like trying to go to high school, and you've never learned your ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. Okay? That will be a problem trying to get along in high school, never learning those basic things. Same way so with living for God. You try to live for God in your life and you try to please God, but you've never learned these basic doctrines. These doctrines are put in the Bible for purpose. And until you learn those, then you'll struggle in your Christian walk. Okay, but anyway, that's not what I'm teaching on. It says the doctrine of the principles of Christ. Let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works or faith towards God. Now look at verse 2 very carefully, because I don't want you to think I'm making this doctrine up. Verse 2 says, of the doctrine of what? Baptisms. And you notice that word is spelled B-A-P-T-I-S-M-S, which with a S on the end, which means it's plural, means it's more than one. So there is a doctrine of baptisms, okay? I'm not going to teach on all the baptisms in the Bible, but I'm going to single out one of them, and it's called the baptism of fire, okay? Now, before I get there, we got some traveling to do, so go to Matthew's chapter 3. And look at verse 10. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 10. Hallelujah. In verse 10, or let me just back up to verse 8. This is John the Baptist. He was baptizing peoples in water. And a bunch of people start coming to his baptism. And keep in mind that when John the Baptist came, the people of that day had not seen a prophet. They hadn't seen a preacher in over 400 years. There was no word from God. Can you imagine God is so silent that he ain't talking to nobody? I mean, through a rhema word. They had the law. They had the written law. But God had been silent for 400 years. If God's silent 2 days on me, I'm scared. But God had been silent over 400 years. And all of a sudden, a prophet show up speaking for God, speaking a rhema word for God. So naturally, it's going to draw the crowds. So everybody started coming. Some of the people that was coming was very, very serious because they yearned for God and they wanted God. Some of the people that was coming to spectate. Amen. Now right here in verse 8, it's John said, bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. In other words, if you're really coming to repent, then prove it. Prove it by your life. Prove it by showing God how serious down to the nitty gritty with God. Okay, he said, verse 9, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. See, he's talking to these religious people who were Sadducees and Pharisees. They came to the baptism also, but they came with a mindset that, look, Abraham is our father. In other words, they were saying, I'm already religious. They had this pride about them, see? So when you come to God, you have to come humble. You have to come emptied of everything. You have to come with a needy heart saying, God, I need you. I need you more than life. I need you more than breath. And so these people came with an attitude like, Abraham, my father. And so John began to address them. He said, again in verse 9, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. He said, y'all better not be tripping, because God could take a stone. God could take a whoremonger. God can take a nobody and make somebody out of him. So you better be cool when you're dealing with God. That's what he's telling them, okay? Let's move on. Verse 10 says, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Listen to what he said now. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Now, notice what he said. Every tree that's not bringing forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into what? Fire. Say it again. Fire. All right, because we're going to get to the baptism of fire in a minute. One more time. The what? Fire, every tree that's not producing, every life that's not producing, is going to be hewn down and cast into the fire. Now, to deal with these trees, he said an axe is going to be laid to the root, okay? You notice how you cut grass and it always grow back? Because you never got pulled up by the roots. You cut a tree and that tree will eventually grow back. Why? Because you got to deal with the roots. And a lot of times, issues in our life grow back. You think you done got victory in a certain area. All of a sudden, next year or two, you find yourself dealing with this same problem. You got to lay the axe to the roots. Okay? Now, let me figure. I feel a teaching anointing here this morning. Okay, verse 11. Now, here's John the Baptist who baptized it in water. He said, I indeed baptize you with what? Okay, that's one baptism. Somebody say one. He's talking about water, and he's talking about literal water, water that you bathe in or water in the river. He's talking about water. Now, there are times in the Bible that God uses the word water, and he's not necessarily talking specifically about water. He's using it as a symbol. But right here, it's not a symbol. Right here, it is literal water, okay? So John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me, he was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was going to come after John. He was just coming to get the people right to meet Jesus. He said, he that cometh after me, I in whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you with what? Somebody said two baptisms. You see the baptism in water. You see a baptism in the Holy Ghost. And the rest of that verse said, and with fire. Okay, now I know we've connected these two baptisms together and said that they meant the same thing, but the truth of the matter is these are two separate baptisms. Baptism of the Holy Ghost and baptism of fire, two separate things. He gave you a hint in the other scripture what the fire is about. The fire is to burn up stuff, to deal with stuff, okay? So we see three different baptisms now. We got a baptism in water, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you got a baptism of fire. Now, what in the world is the baptism of fire is all about? Okay, and I'm going to give you these scriptures to go read in your spare time because I'm going to move on. If you look in Matthew's, don't look now, but you can write it down. Matthew's chapter 20, verse 20 through 23, and Matthew's 26, verse 39 through 42. Jesus began to give you a hint of the baptism that all of us going to be baptized with. If you find in Matthew's 20, you'll find Jesus, two of the disciples, James and John, came to Jesus. Well, actually, it was their mother that came to Jesus. And she said, I want my son, both of my sons to sit beside you, one on your right, one on your left. In other words, she wanted them to be elevated above all the other disciples. And Jesus said, you don't know what you're asking. He ultimately told them that I can't prepare that for you. That's prepared for them that's prepared. Okay. But then he said, can you be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? That's all in that Matthew's chapter 20. And they said, yes, we can. Then Jesus made the statement. He said, okay, you're going to be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give. In other words, Jesus just stated there to James and John, all those apostles and everybody that going to ever follow Jesus, that you going to be baptized with the same baptism Jesus was baptized with. Now, you know what that was? It was suffering. And when he talked about the cup, he said, Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. He was talking about the cross, and he was going to suffer on the cross. To have a cross means you got to deny you. And Jesus said, if any man desire to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Now, you don't hear that every Sunday from the pulpit because this don't cause people to get excited. But let me tell you what, either you're going to get excited about it now or you'll be sad about it later. Because if you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to follow in his steps. And the reason God gave you the baptism of the Holy Ghost is to be able to go to the baptism of fire and trials and suffering. Yeah. Hallelujah. And he said you will be baptized with it, with fire. But I still haven't gotten to what the fire is about yet. See, because this cup that Jesus was talking about had to do with the trials, the sufferings of life, denying yourself. And all of us, if we follow Jesus Christ, going to have to make up your mind that I'm going to walk that path that Jesus walked. And then when it comes down to denying myself, I have to deny myself. Do you know if somebody mistreats you, you have to deny yourself not to mistreat them back? And that ain't always easy for human beings. That's why God gave you the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Okay, now go to... Let me just share this before I move on, and then we'll probably run into some scriptures, and I'll point it out to you. Now, you're going to find that there are different types of trials in the Bible. There's the trial of affliction. Okay, we'll probably cover that before I close. There's the trial of your faith, and there's a trial of scourging. Now, when I get to the trial of scourging, I'm going to explain further the baptism of fire and why you have to be baptized with fire. Okay. Before I move on, let me go back to Matthew's. I overlooked something here. He said, Matthew's chapter 3, verse 11. But keep those three trials in mind. A trial of affliction. When you're afflicted for the name of Christ, you're afflicted just because you want to live right. Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Okay? So you'll go on a job and you'll be treated a certain way and everybody else treated nice. That's affliction. That's suffering. So don't trip and don't get into mully grubs because of that. Because Jesus said that if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Okay? Trial of affliction. There's a trial of faith. The trials of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with what?
Fire
has to do with trials. Okay? Though it be tried with fire, it'll be found unto praise. Some of y'all been tried in churches. Some of y'all been tried with preachers. Some of y'all been tried with peoples in the church. Some of y'all been tried with family members. Come on, somebody. And most of us have failed the trials. So what God will do is God will set up another circumstance in a situation. So how many of y'all know that you find yourself repeating certain things in your life? Ever wonder what that is? Usually when you repeat certain things and you get in one relationship and something happened, I'm leaving this Negro to be a man or woman, get in another relationship and eventually the same thing come up. You're going to leave this one, get in another relationship, same thing come up, or let's do this. You get on one job, you have issues, I'm quitting this job, get on another job, give it long enough, same thing, same situation, something comes up. Wonder why? Because God has designed for you to be able to go through a trial, be tested by that trial, and come out the victor. And never yield to that thing. And when you don't, you're bound to repeat. That's why he gave you the Holy Ghost. That's why he baptized you with the Holy Ghost first. Okay, but look at this. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Watch this, verse 12. Then he's going to talk symbolically now to try to describe to you what the baptism of fire is about. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather the wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now, what in the world is that? Let me explain to you, and he's describing the baptism of fire and its purpose. Okay, now, in the Bible days, they would take grain and let the oxen either walk on it to get the shell off of it, the stuff you don't need. And in some cases, they would use other devices to do it. And then sometimes they would take the grain, throw it up in front of a fan, and the fan would blow the chaff. You know, that stuff you don't need, the shell and all that stuff, it would blow that away and the grain would fall to the ground. And then they could gather the grain into the garner and then you got what you want. Do you not know that in people, especially Christians, there's a lot of chaff? Stuff you can't use? Amen. And especially in emotions. Do you know 90% of us are moved by our emotions? And do you not know that 99% of the emotions we move in are human emotion and carnal? And do you not know that if God gonna save you and make you a Christian and cause you to make it in with a smile, that he gonna have to allow some of the chaff in your life to be burned up? So he said, now I gotta get this chaff out. You say you love me, you want to follow me, you want to know me, you want to make it into heaven. Okay, you said that. You enlisted. He didn't put no gun to you and make you come on and serve him. Okay? He said, since you want to serve me and since you want to make it to heaven, I'm responsible now to get you ready for heaven. Okay? So now if you're going to walk with God, God's going to do a thing called a baptism of fire. And that fire is designed to burn stuff. You know, he said they're going to purge his floor. You know what the floor is? You. Your soul. Because ain't nothing in your spirit if you're born again. If you're born again, your spirit been purged. Your spirit been cleansed. Now it's the soul he got to cleanse. And so God would take heated situations in your life and heated situation that you'll find yourself going through in your life. And he'll use that as a form of fire. Because I'm going to tell you what, all you got to do is look at yourself. You ain't got to look at nobody else. There's some personality flaws in some of all of us. There's some issues in us we don't even like, let alone people liking them. Now, God said, if you're going to make it, I got to get that out of you. But here's the problem. Most of us don't understand that God has set out to get the chaff out of you, and you think it's the people that are doing the things to you. You think it's the situation that's doing the thing to you. You think it's the job. You think it's everybody else. But God has designed to let you go through some things. Now, every time you go through those things, when you act up and when you don't do what the Bible said, when you don't forgive and when you don't act right and when you don't let God have his way, you will repeat it. But if I understand the baptism of fire, maybe next time I get in that heated argument, I'll just shut my mouth because I'll let God deal with you. I'm going to get on through this thing so I can get past it. If you understand the baptism of fire. But because we don't understand the baptism of fire, we fuss back, we fight back, some of us cuss back. Come on, somebody. Come on now, we. Good God Almighty. Now, I'm telling you, this church is designed to get you into heaven. That's why no more churches. You got to want to be saved to come here. Because I teach stuff that help us get saved, help us live a life that's pleasing to Christ. Okay, let me go on. Now, I want to show you something. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. See, look, chances are, if I have an issue with somebody tomorrow, and I know about the baptism of fire, and God done taught me now how to handle that issue, and I go through this issue, if I decide to handle that issue the way I'd normally handle it, then I just cause God to set up another circumstance and give me another chance to obey his word. Because you never escape a trial till you adhere and obey the word of God. If God lets you off without obeying the word, then let everybody out of hell. He's not going to let us off if we say we love him, we say we want to serve him. There is no way out but to obey God. There's no way out but to serve God. And so if you have an issue tomorrow, and now you know about the baptism of fire, if I don't handle this issue right, and this person right, and this church right, or this job right, then guess what? God going to let me go through another circumstance or situation similar to this because I failed this one. And then the next one going to have to be turned up 7 times hotter. Watch this. The baptism of fire, basically, you determine it. You determine the level of trials you go through when we're talking about the baptism of fire. Your obedience to God determines the fire, whether the fire go down or up. Now, see, this information that people need to have. Okay, let me show you a little scenario here in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. I want to show you something. And I'm laboring here, and I'm going through the scriptures. Because I want you to understand this. No use in me getting up here hollering, sweating, jumping, and all this. You don't understand it. Because this is a reality in the word. And all of us going to go through it. The only way you don't go through is you say, God, I don't want to serve you. Well, wait a minute. Let me clarify that. You won't go through it for God. You're going to go through it for yourself and the devil then. Because Jesus said, John 16:33, in the world, you shall have tribulation. You're going to be tried. You're going to have trouble. Everybody breathing in this earth is going to have trouble. The only difference is with God, you're going to get something out of it. With God, you got his help. Without God, you in it by yourself. And at the end of your life, you're going to pay tremendously. So there is a benefit and a fruit to serve God. Okay, Hebrews 12. Look at this. And let's start at verse 3. For consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Now Jesus never said anything wrong, never sinned, always served God and went through it. But I'm going to serve God and not go through it. It don't work like that. Okay? It says, consider him who endures such a contradiction of sinners against himself. Lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. You know, I remember people when I first got saved said, well, I didn't know it was going to be this hard serving God. You know, well, guess what? The Bible said the way of the transgressor is hard. It was hard waking up with a hangover. It was hard waking up in sin. Come on now. It was hard having my conscience bother me that, man, if I die, I'm going to hell. That's hard. It's not hard over here serving God when God, the Holy Ghost, the Bible said he gave you the baptism of the Holy Ghost so you can go through the baptism of fire. The Holy Ghost is there to comfort you, lift you up, give you joy, give you miracles. The Holy Ghost is there. So how is that hard?
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for the day. Thank you for tuning in. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I hope you have more light now on the baptism of fire. Glory to God. Before God casts peoples into the lake of fire, there's a thing in life called the baptism of fire. The baptism of fire is designed to prove our faithfulness to the Lord many times, because the trials of our faith are much more precious than gold that perisheth. Though it be tried with fire, it'll be found unto praise. There are times when believers have things in their life and God love you so much and he want to save your soul, he will allow you to go through a baptism of fire to purge the chaff out of your life. Do you not know when Jesus comes, you can't have any sin in your life? In fact, you have to live every day of your life without sin. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 down to verse 14, it says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking far and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing you look for such thing, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. You cannot live with sin in your life and you cannot have sin in your life. And if you don't purge yourself, then God will allow a baptism of fire to keep you clean if you submit to his will. God bless you. Go to our website, www.someonecaresministry.org, for more free teaching. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you. God bless you. See you on the next broadcast.